I think that people really underestimate why grammar matters. It doesn't matter because we need to improve the way people speak, or we need to have everybody going to university, or whatever reason you might come up with. But there are two reasons why I think grammar is really important and needs our attention. One is that success in almost everything, anything, means you need good communication skills. That could be because you're a parent. It could be because you're in a relationship. It could be because you've got to negotiate a contract. It could be because you're having to handle calls in a call center. There could be lots of reasons why you need that kind of flexibility, adaptability, and dexterity, really, with the language. This is something that all kids have very early, and school takes it out of them for the vast majority of the time. That's not for everybody, but I think as a population that's the case. So it's about self-esteem and about confidence as well. It's about having that feeling that you can solve problems, and we need communicative strategies to do that. It's part of our thinking processes. The second point is the age we're in. We've gone through various ages, and we're now in probably what people would call the information age, possibly even passing out of that into the digital age, I'm not sure. But what's very fascinating about this age, mobile technologies and everything, it's put in the hands of everybody the desire to communicate much more so than it ever was before. So you have people who probably never would have used a computer using a computer, and they're on Facebook and they're on Twitter, and some of them are writing blogs, and they're contributing in a way that people wouldn't have thought of doing 20 years ago. And so there's a new kind of literacy that's developing as a digital literacy. And at the basis of it all is language. And those who master it will do better. They'll achieve different things, possibly better things, because of it. So there's information and technology on the one hand, and that can relate to success in career and personal development. On the other hand, there's a fundamental right, I suppose I might call it, to value the language that you have and that you're using, and to develop it to a point that you feel confident about it. And I think that probably captures everything in life. And it puts grammar really right at the center.